Thank you for staying with us for Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show, the third half hour. This is a place where Teresa Getman, Rosalie Picotti, and I will delve into the people and organizations that are at the heart of our community. In a world where good is hard to come by, the third half hour will highlight those that go above and beyond to uplift our society. This week, we'll be talking to Cherise Pompey, who will be telling us about her personal story of her six-year fight with lung cancer as a non-smoker. Here we go. Let's get to it on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show, the third half hour.
Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, and it's the third half hour and the one we've been talking about. And this one will be a little bit different than some of the ones that we've done before, because we still, as last week we talked about cancer, and this week we're going to be talking a personal story of somebody's cancer. So we got Cherise Pompey, who's going to be on the phone. And before I say hi to you, I'm going to tell you, Teresa Getman is also in the studio. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning, Rob.
Well, here we go. We're going to talk to Cherise. Good morning to you, Cherise.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning, Cherise.
And just a few minutes ago, we had an opportunity just to talk for about a minute, and I believe that we're going to be really getting some education today for some of those that everybody's been touched by cancer, but we're going to learn some things today. So, Cherise, with you, we want to talk kind of a diagnosis in this first segment, and the next two will probably do treatment and recovery. And you even told me before, those words aren't really how you go about saying them, but we'll talk about that later. But so, when we talk about your first, the first connection with cancer and your diagnosis of having it, kind of what were those things that you went through and, you know, kind of your mindset when you heard that?
Yeah, when I heard the diagnosis, it came actually 2 weeks after being hospitalized right there in St. Joseph, Michigan. So I waited for a while before they could even find out. Because the first cancer test in the hospital was a benign, or not benign, wrong word. Well, it was basically, it didn't even show up. Okay. There was nothing cancerous that showed up on the first test. And so they knew that they had to dig deeper. And why did they have to dig deeper? That's merely because I had a lot of fluid that centered around my right lung. And it was so much fluid that it was equivalent to 2 liters of pop. So think of a pop bottle.
Wow.
That's how much fluid was in near my lungs. And my lungs were getting ready to crush. They were crushing. It was a lot of weight. So they were trying to figure out, where is this coming from? And so they had to do a little bit deeper to do a VAT. So, but when I first went into the emergency, the ER in Waterville, Michigan, I'm so grateful for that particular doctor in the ER, because not a lot of people know what to look for. I just had signs that I can't breathe. And, you know, there's a lot of information about COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I always recognize when they say shortness of breath. Well, that's what I had. That's what I had 6 years ago.
Wow.
I had shortness of breath and I couldn't breathe. I couldn't carry a purse and my bag of books when I was teaching. So I said, this is not right. This doesn't feel right. And then I started really wheezing where my mouth was closed, but another sound was coming from somewhere. It was weird. And one of the secretaries said, Cherise, you're wheezing. You need to go to the hospital. And I'm so glad that later on that night, because I was a workaholic, I decided to go on into the hospital and the ER. And that he said, you're not leaving anywhere. He said, matter of fact, we got your room ready for you.
Tell me about that first experience when they told you what you had, and we haven't heard what your diagnosis was. Can you tell us that, and kind of that first feeling after you heard that?
Yeah, so 2 weeks into it, because I was thinking that I was going to be able to get out of that hospital, go back to work, be normal again, I was diagnosed with stage 4. Stage 4, non-small cell lung cancer. Hmm.
Repeat that diagnosis.
It was
again.
Flooring. I was diagnosed with stage 4 non-small cell lung cancer.
Non-small cell. Now, what's this? I get these stages. So stage 4, is that like the worst?
It's up there, my friend. Okay. There's nothing after stage 4. Yeah.
Okay.
And where did you go in your mind when you heard that?
Yeah. Well, I cried. So that's the first, one of the first reactions. And then also I cried because I said, this just doesn't sound good. And I ended up telling my family before I got that particular diagnosis. We knew that something was serious going on, but we thought that we were going to be out of the woods, you know, especially with the first test saying that there was no cancer. I can't remember what that test was called, but I will find out later for myself. But that test came back showing no cancer. But then hours later, the next day, the hospitalist, Dr. Bosie, came in. And because I sent my husband on to go watch a basketball game. And it was just me and my daughter there. And he said, you have cancer. And I was floored. Just floored.
No.
But it's something, we can talk about that a little later, but something came over me to a point where it's like, you know what? I had to speak. Well, no, you know what, Rob? I'm just going to have to say it. I'm sorry. I have to. But a voice spoke to me, and I spoke back to that voice. It reassured me that this affliction you have is not unto death.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, if it's not unto death, you have a weird sense of humor, because this is stage 4 non-small cell lung cancer. So where do we go from here?
And that was how long ago, Charisse?
That was 6 years. Is that what you said?
That was 6 years ago.
6 years ago.
Whew.
That's incredible. And, you know, and kind of as we move on with these interviews, because we're kind of coming to the end of this first segment, you have written a book and you are an author. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the third segment. But tell me just really quickly about that book and what kind of
two books.
And, you know, obviously, we know what the inspiration was, but where did that strength come from?
Wow, that strength merely came from because, you know, I felt that when I was brought back, I was brought back for a reason, and I had a charge to keep. And I knew that I could write. I knew it, but I just never made time for it. I never seemed to have time. I was doing other stuff in life. Yeah. So that deep inspiration came from the call to be who I was truly called to be and do, but I had to get past some very dark, troubling trauma.
Yeah, and now that
free my voice.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm very proud of you so far. And I've got someone close to me that's battling cancer too. So this is I'm so impressed with you telling your story. And when we come back, we're talking a little more about treatment, and then, like I said, in the third one of recovery, and you're going to give us some education on some of these words people use that really aren't the words to be used. So sure, yeah, go ahead.
And your that statement, you got through some dark trauma to free your voice.
Yeah.
We want to hear more.
Absolutely. We'll be back.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, the third half hour.
Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
The shores of Lake Michigan are our home, our workplace, and our future. Due to the continuing damage caused by the high water levels, the South Haven Banking Center and St. Joseph Loan Office, divisions of Sturgis Bank, are offering its new Michigan Lakeshore Assistance Program to help both individuals and associations. Contact either the South Haven Banking Center or St. Joseph Loan Office for more details. Sturgis Bank and Trust. Let's grow home.
Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Scott Whiteford, and I am here on behalf of the entire team at Whiteford Wealth Management. We have the privilege of serving clients in nearly half of the country from our beloved hometown of South Haven, Michigan. With Whiteford Wealth, you can always rest assured that you will get simple, candid advice based upon a wealth of experience in the tax, legal, and investment industries. Our clients trust us with their life savings, and we earn that trust by only recommending financial products that we ourselves utilize. So whether your business is big or small, we can help them all. Whiteford Wealth Management.
This is Ron Seiler, owner and broker of Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors. Our team of experienced realtors are people from South Haven that you know and trust. We are experts in the South Haven area real estate market, and we specialize in South Haven area home sales. Nobody sells more homes in South Haven than Coldwell Banker. Call Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors, South Haven's only locally owned, globally known real estate company.
back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. It's the third half hour. We're still talking to Charisse Pompey, who's an author and been fighting cancer for a long time. Charisse Getman is still in the studio, and we have some questions to talk about treatment. And when we do talk about this, after that diagnosis, you felt this need to move forward, and you cried, you felt all kinds of things. There was a darkness that you had said, but now it's time to get treated. Now it's time to move forward. I guess, tell me, where did that all start?
Yes. Actually that night in the hospital of receiving that diagnosis, treatment started right then, because I was determined. That's what kind of fighter that I was. I was like, I'm not going to use foul language. Sometimes that came in.
I can always beep. I can beep them out.
I think if I'd been diagnosed, there might be some foul language.
I just, and that's that new me now. You know, it's part of my new me is that I get a very aggressive with this energy that is trying to take my life without explanation, without any thing that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's like, no, oh, hell no. I am going to fight this because there's something greater in me that is propelling me to do so. But first, before I talk about the treatment, I always like to read a little bit of a disclosure that anything that I say and my treatment plan, it was designed for me, mm-hmm. and everybody is different when they are walking through cancer. I would like to encourage others to seek medical professional help, legal help, therapy help, and any other help that you can get for yourself. So everything that I do or say right now is based on my situation and experience. So the treatment, I did start off with the best. You know, I started off with intravenous chemotherapy that night. And it was from a local doctor. I didn't know what to do. They were
That night they gave you the diagnosis. They started chemotherapy.
That's right.
Wow.
Because
okay.
That's what I told them to do because I didn't know. They asked me, what did I want to do? And I said, okay, I'll start chemotherapy. What you got? Just give it to me. And it was intravenous chemotherapy. And I took a full dose of it. The local doctor gave me the full dose. Now, was that the thing to do? After a month later, I found out it was not the thing to do. I was dying. I was dying quicker by taking that kind of intravenous chemo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so unfortunate that not everybody knows what to do when someone is diagnosed with cancer in the early stages. It's so unfortunate. So please get second opinions. Follow that inner voice when you know something is not quite right. I didn't know why my hands were turning black on the inside. I'm already African-American. So on the outside, the inside of my hands were turning dark and black. And I'm like, oh, no, something is not quite right. So when I did a little bit more investigation, I had to stand up for myself and follow that inner voice and say, you know what, to the local oncologist, this is not right. I would like to get transferred to University of Michigan and do some further exploration. And that's when I found out that there are TKIs. We have to look up that acronym. I don't want to butcher saying it.
TKI?
TKI.
Okay.
And that's a treatment?
They are a treatment, a chemotherapy targeted treatment for people with an ALK arrangement in non-small cell lung cancer. It's amazing. What I found out when I went to University of Michigan, that was the start of trying these other kind of next generational drugs that were not even on the market 2 years before I was diagnosed. That's how new they were.
And let me state, you didn't smoke.
I did not smoke. I'm so glad you're bringing that up.
I just think
because
that's important.
Everybody that came to me, and you have to be strong in who you are when you're dealing with biases and these stereotypes that people had when they saw me and say, oh, I didn't know you smoked. Oh, well, it's non-smoking. It's a non-smoking lung cancer. It's non-smoking related. There, it's fact. You can look it up. You can go to University of Michigan. They'll tell you it over and over and over again. My diagnosis is non-smoking related, and I didn't even smoke, but it's still not even smoking related. It's not from secondhand smoke or anything like that. Now, there are some other hunches and theories that they're trying to connect it to maybe a power plant. And when I say there, I'm thinking some nurses who read, you know, it's no different than with COVID-19. Everybody's trying to find a hunch as to where, you know, things are coming from, where they're going. So I don't use that. I don't run with that. I'm not an Aaron Brekovich. I'm not going to do any digging in that regard. It is what it is for me right now.
Can I ask you, let me clarify. So people just automatically assumed, like, made statements like, I didn't know you smoked, or I guess you were a smoker. Really?
Yes, really. And these are the things that, and I had to watch my tongue and learn how to speak life, but it was challenging. In the first set, and when I look back on some of my posts or ramblings on some family and friends, we don't talk as much because they don't know how to talk to me, and I really don't know how to respond to them. To tell you the truth, and that's okay. You have to let that be okay, because you know cancer changes you and you grow, but you want to take the lead from a cancer patient. So for those who put out shout outs to or messages to cancer patients and things of that nature, just make sure you follow their lead also.
Hey, Charisse, you know? with 30 seconds left in this segment, how has this changed you?
This has changed me to be proactive for myself. I had to decide to live, Rob. Mm-hmm. You have to decide to live still.
That's
and
beautiful.
It has changed me to the fact that every day that I wake up, I say, oh, hell no. I'm going to live.
Nice. Well, and that is, you know, what a lot of people, when they talk about cancer, they say attitude is just as big a part as the chemical treatment and radiation and all that. But we do have to move on. And we'll be back with Charisse Pompey in just a minute for more talk about recovery and some other words that we're going to talk about that they say not to say. So we will be back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, the third half hour.
This is Ron Seiler, owner and broker of Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors. Our team of experienced realtors are people from South Haven that you know and trust. We are experts in the South Haven area real estate market, and we specialize in South Haven area home sales. Nobody sells more homes in South Haven than Coldwell Banker. Call Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors, South Haven's only locally owned, globally known real estate company.
Hi, I'm Scott Whiteford, and I am here on behalf of the entire team at Whiteford Wealth Management. We have the privilege of serving clients in nearly half of the country from our beloved hometown of South Haven, Michigan. With Whiteford Wealth, you can always rest assured that you will get simple, candid advice based upon a wealth of experience in the tax, legal, and investment industries. Our clients trust us with their life savings, and we earn that trust by only recommending financial products that we ourselves utilize. So whether your business is big or small, we can help them all. Whiteford Wealth Management.
The shores of Lake Michigan are our home, our workplace, and our future. Due to the continuing damage caused by the high water levels, the South Haven Banking Center and St. Joseph Loan Office, divisions of Sturgis Bank, are offering its new Michigan Lakeshore Assistance Program to help both individuals and associations. Contact either the South Haven Banking Center or St. Joseph Loan Office for more details. Sturgis Bank and Trust. Let's grow home.
Member FDIC.
Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, the third half hour. Charisse Pompey is still on the phone. Teresa Getman is still in the studio, and we're having a fantastic conversation about a tough subject, and that is cancer. And we're learning, and we're hearing some great stories from Charisse about her own individual cancer and that stuff. So let's talk recovery. When those words we were talking about were like cancer-free or remission and all that stuff, and we talked about that in a break, and you said, well, those are the words that we're told not to say them. So I guess tell me about that.
Yeah, well, you know, cancer-free, remission, survivorship. What does all that mean when you have an ongoing active cancer where every 3 to 4 months I have to do an MRI, CT scan, and now they're adding in COVID-19 testing, provided that I'm showing symptoms. All of that has to be done systematically for the rest of my life, every 3 to 4 months. So sometimes I feel uncomfortable and I'm saying those type of words. Am I a survivor? Am I cancer free? Well, my doctor that I have now at Stanford University, he said, Charisse, your cancer is stable and controlled, but you have 4 brain tumors right now. I am living right now, alive, talking to you on air with 4 brain tumors that are in my brain right now, and I am asymptomatic. So right now, we're holding off on CyberKnife. That's my next step in my treatment plan for me. And I will do this ebb and flow type of thing for the rest of my life. So as long as I should live and respond to the next generational treatment.
So is it like every 3 to 4 months, you're holding your breath again to find out what
exactly.
Okay.
And so I go through. So in regards to, you know, using these words, cancer controlled, I'm stable. So every day when I wake up in the morning, I always ask my creator, what are we doing today? Because every I like the movie Fast and Furious,
mm-hmm.
and in that movie they say we live a quarter mile at a time. And so I get excited about whatever project that I'm working on. I bring my whole self into the project, bring my whole self into the moment. I love deeply everybody that crossed my path. I'm loving deeply. And if there's something that I need to speak into your life, I will. Oh, yes, I will. I am not, because I love you too much. I love you, and I know who brought me back here is love. And so, and it's my opportunity to be able to share with you light.
Yeah.
So that we all can come out of this darkness, because I don't have the time like that.
Yeah.
I don't have time.
Charisse, that's
for
a perfect segue right there to talking about that you're an author.
Right.
And that these books, because you're trying to bring people light to it. And
because I think I want to share or invite you to talk about this, I think, is how you take back your power, is why you're speaking, you, like you talk about speaking life. And this is how you take back your power, is by doing what? Share it.
Yes. So that is in we're past diagnosis. So this is the standard treatment. So one day, May 17, 2017, that's when I found out all of the cancer had really metastasized to the brain. And I went and I tried to get a little patient therapy. That's different than, you know, going to my oncology patients. So in that patient therapy, I thought of Fruit and Fruititude. That's the one book. And my grandson was very afraid one night a long time ago, probably 2 years ago. And I said that we are going to conquer our fear with love. And nice. That's what made me think of the fruit of the spirit and how each one of them will combat this fear. So telling him that story and making up stories became very real to me. And not only did it help him, but it helped me face my cancer with more boldness and take, like you said, take back the power that I know that I was given when I was born.
Yeah.
I wanted to fulfill why I was born, and it was not just to bow down and give fear to or give in to the fear of cancer. There's something more greater. I respect cancer. I respect it, so I know about it, right?
Yeah.
But I do not give it more power than it deserves.
Yeah. What's the name of the second book? And when after you give that to us, what's a reader going to get out of reading your books?
I love Hope It Will Not End With My Death. That book is basically a scripted journey, as I was sharing a lot on social media during that time, because another cancer patient who's not here anymore reached out to me. And during that time, we developed a relationship over social media. So a lot of posts became journal-like and very fluid and very real and very raw. And it was like a day-to-day of these phenomenons that were happening that were bringing my purpose to full circle. So there is a reason why you are alive still.
Yeah.
And so it was being unfolded before everyone. So the book is just that. It's a story. And what you can glean out of it is the attitude that is needed to confront cancer as you live, whatever time you have, learn to live and be resolved. Yeah. That's very important. And make peace with your friends and your family. Get your peace in your room, in your life, in your circle. And don't allow that fear to come in and enter in at no point.
Hey, Charisse, with that, I've got to stop you because we're at the end of our time. Where would somebody find your books?
You can go to Amazon.com right now and search for Hope It Will Not End With My Death or Fruititude, Growing Spiritual Virtues Through Adversity.
Thank you for your story, Teresa. Thank you for being here, and I know you'd love to say thank you to her, too.
Thank you, Charisse. Sharieece. Pompey, P-O-M-P-E-E. Look for that author's name and grab her books. I know I have them.
Once again, Charisse, thank you so much, and continue
you
the good
welcome.
Fight. We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7, Cozy FM, the third half hour.
Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
Hi, I'm Scott Whiteford, and I am here on behalf of the entire team at Whiteford Wealth Management. We have the privilege of serving clients in nearly half of the country from our beloved hometown of South Haven, Michigan. With Whiteford Wealth, you can always rest assured that you will get simple, candid advice based upon a wealth of experience in the tax, legal, and investment industries. Our clients trust us with their life savings, and we earn that trust by only recommending financial products that we ourselves utilize. So whether your business is big or small, we can help them all. Whiteford Wealth Management.
This is Ron Seiler, owner and broker of Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors. Our team of experienced realtors are people from South Haven that you know and trust. We are experts in the South Haven area real estate market, and we specialize in South Haven area home sales. Nobody sells more homes in South Haven than Coldwell Banker. Call Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors, South Haven's only locally owned, globally known real estate company.
The shores of Lake Michigan are our home, our workplace, and our future. Due to the continuing damage caused by the high water levels, the South Haven Banking Center and St. Joseph Loan Office, divisions of Sturgis Bank, are offering its new Michigan Lakeshore Assistance Program to help both individuals and associations. Contact either the South Haven Banking Center or St. Joseph Loan Office for more details. Sturgis Bank and Trust. Let's grow home.
Member FDIC.
Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. And while you're sitting at home this week longing for another episode of Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show, feel free to check out our podcast. Just search my radio show, all one word, to stream or download, and please subscribe. You can also listen to the music of the Dale Robbie Band featured on the show at DaleRobbie.com. That's DaleRobbie.com with an IE. Hit the buy button to show your support for the show and an almost starving musician. If you have an idea or want to be featured on the show, call us at 269-872-3049. Until next Saturday at 7 a.m., have a great rest of your weekend from all of us on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show. This has been a production of the Moondog Radio Network, a division of Moondog Productions. Copyright 2020.